This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Chile today exchange agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. Mr. Modi also hosted a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. He said in today's discussions they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial, comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स के क्षेत्र में साझेदारी को बल दिया जाएगा. रेजिलियंट सप्लाई और वैल्यू चेन्स को स्थापित करने के लिए काम किया जाएगा. कृषि के क्षेत्र में एक दूसरे की क्षमताओं को जोड़कर फूड सिक्योरिटी सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सहयोग किया जाएगा. डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, रेलवे, स्पेस तथा अन्य क्षेत्रों में भारत अपना सकारात्मक अनुभव चिले के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार है.
Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges.
We have come here to consolidate the 7 decades of our relation with India, which are based in the earlier visits from Chile. I have the honor of being the 3rd president who is visiting India. We have a cultural exchange. India has converted into the 7th position of our partner, which invites us to boost our relations with India.
Briefing media this afternoon on Chile President's visit, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Periasamy Kumaran said the two countries have agreed to hold discussions towards a comprehensive economic partnership agreement, CEPA, to expand trade and investment. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. Lok Sabha today took up the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade and encourage domestic participation. Moving the bill, Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said the bill aims to unlock the full potential of India's vast and strategic coastline. Initiating the discussion, Arun Govil of the BJP said the aim of this bill is to promote India's coastal trade. Saugata Roy of TMC said coastal shipping is cheaper and at present waterways accounts only 6.4% of the total mode of transportation, which is much lower than countries like China and Japan. N.K. Premachandran of the RSP and Anand Bhaduri of the SP, Rani Sri Kumar of DMK and Captain Virato Fernandez of the Congress, among others, participated in the discussion. The discussion on the bill remains inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow at 11 a.m. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Talking to media at the Parliament House today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of Minority Affairs Ministry, said it has been decided to have 8 hours of discussion on the bill in the House. In Gujarat, at least 17 people were killed after a fire broke out at a firecrackers factory at Disa in Banaskantha district today. According to preliminary reports, a blast at the factory triggered a fire causing parts of the building to collapse and trapping several workers in the rubble. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl against Lucknow Super Giants at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.